When you stop to notice, you realize people are buried everywhere. Every tourist destination has a cemetery, from New York City to Hong Kong to the Isle of Iona. Some tourist destinations are tombs, the Great Pyramids of Egypt, or the Taj Mahal, or the Royal Mounds of Gamla Uppsala in Sweden, for instance. There are permanent residents in museums, houses of worship, ghost towns, battlegrounds, even in national parks. You may have already visited someone's grave without giving it a second thought. If you've been to Pompeii, or Westminster Abbey, or the USS Arizona Memorial at Pearl Harbor. That's the opening to an exceptionally different kind of book I want to talk about today, 199 Cemeteries to See Before You Die, by Lauren Rhodes. It's an odd topic, perhaps, but it's certainly an interesting one. As the cemetery walks, the West Lafayette Chips Group offers and have led at Grand View Cemetery over the past year or so in West Lafayette, there is much to learn and to be fascinated about while visiting these cities of the dead, as they are sometimes called. And so it's perhaps not all that surprising that it's impossible to open any of the nearly 230 pages. I'm kind of surprised you didn't go with 199, but be that as it may. It's all but impossible to open any of the nearly 230 pages of this book and not find an interesting cemetery for so many reasons. Cemeteries to discover and perhaps even visit in person as part of a vacation, a business trip, a day away from home. Because from the very first page, where we visit one of the most beautiful and one of the oldest cemeteries in the country, this one in coastal Maine, I'm delighted to tell you that you'll find many, many, many more, 198 more, between these covers as well. And I wanted to read just a little bit from that very first cemetery that we get to visit in this book. The old burying ground at Peppermore Road, Kittery Point in Maine. There's even a website. As she starts, in the mid-1600s, the British claimed large stretches of Maine for timber to build ships. The town of Kittery was organized overlooking the Piscataqua River in 1647. Like many small European outposts, the village struggled to protect itself from local natives. Kittery's first congregational church was built in 1730. In addition to serving as a place of worship, the church provided a stronghold against Native American attacks, a weapons storehouse, and the site of the village's whipping post. The graveyard stands across the street from the church. The congregation built the stone wall around it in 1733, but it grew so popular that the congregation began to charge $2 for a lot. Survivors were required to bring enough dirt to cover their coffin. It's reckoned to be one of the prettiest cemeteries in Maine. It was added to the National Registry of Historic Places in 1997. There's a lot more about it in that essay, but a fascinating place. And that's just the first cemetery that we visit. Adding to the pleasure of perusing this book is taking in its international span. Well, about half the cemeteries noted are found in all parts of the USA, both continental and outside. Author Lauren Rhodes takes us to locations around the world as well, to Europe, to the Caribbean, Central and South America, to Africa, to Asia, to Australia. There are cemeteries on each continent to be found and read about here. Granted, she didn't include any in Antarctica. All the other six continents are here, though. And so there are many reasons to peruse this title and many reasons to look at cemetery visits as perhaps your new hobby. As macabre as that may seem at first. In fact, here's the author offering her thoughts on that possibility. Why would anyone go out of the way to visit a graveyard intentionally? She writes. In addition to the fascinating stories they contain, cemeteries can be open-air sculpture parks full of one-of-a-kind artwork. They provide habitats for birds and wildlife, as well as arboretums and gardens of surprising beauty. Cemeteries appeal to art lovers, amateur sociologists, bird watchers, master gardeners, historians, hikers, historians, hikers, genealogists, picnickers, and anyone who just wants to stop and smell the roses. Our relationships with the places we visit can be deepened and enriched by learning the stories of those who came and stayed before us. I noted earlier that 199 Cemeteries to Visit Before You Die is a marvelous place to discover more about cemeteries of all kinds. In our country alone, we can visit some that many of us would label as oddly or uniquely purposed cemeteries because of their occupants. For instance, there is a cemetery to be found in Lexington, Kentucky's Horse Park, well known for its open air and museum coverage of Kentucky's rich horse heritage. There's also a graveyard of famous racehorses and their jockeys in that very park. All of which is to ask the question, what is missing from this well-written book? Well, largely people. The residents of these cities of the dead, if we can call them that, are noted in passing. And now, granted, there is at best one page given to each of the 199 cemeteries taken note of here, and each cemetery is noted for its scenic and cultural values, we just heard, so there is not ample room for discussing many of the cemetery's more famous or otherwise noteworthy denizens. Which leads me to suggest the author ought to perhaps consider offering us a follow-up volume, one that suggests particular grave sites in any number of cemeteries here, featuring the intriguing life stories of the occupants in these special neighborhoods to be found in nearly every town and every burg of the world. Besides wanting more about the people buried in these destinations, and I realize you only have so many pages, and with 199 cemeteries to visit, there's only so much you can say, I ask the question, why 199 cemeteries? Seemed an obvious question to me. And the author does take note of the question, doesn't really answer the question, though, in her book. And so I logged onto the ever-resourceful internet, and I found this in an interview the author gave to blogger Lucy Talbot for the web blog Death and the Maiden, in which Lucy Talbot interviews our author. In part, the interview states, back in 1995, Lauren Rhodes started writing her monthly column for Gothic.net on cemeteries as travel destinations in 1998. With this proving such a popular topic, Lauren decided to collect them for a book. Blogging for CemeteryTravel.com led to Dinah Dunn of Black Dog and Leventhal, asking if she had ever considered writing a cemetery travel guide. Lauren, our author, told Dinah she had been thinking about 99 cemeteries to see you before you die, and the pair clicked. Of course, 99 cemeteries didn't prove to be enough. In fact, 199 weren't either, end quote. Finally, you may be as interested as I am in discovering there is quite a bit of internet activity associated with cemetery travel and not a few print books to peruse in addition to this one. In fact, once you get started down this road, you will find yourself collecting more and more and more and more websites and more and more and more and more books on cemeteries and, of course, the folks who inhabit those cemeteries. So while 199 Cemeteries to Visit Before You Die ends rather abruptly, as so many of the travel guides are doing these days, I do think it's worthwhile giving the last word to our author, because she has still more to tell us in her introduction to this fascinating book that I hope you'll pick up and read. She writes, whether you take a tour or follow a guidebook or simply wander on your own, be aware of your surroundings. Most graveyards are safer than city streets, but if you feel unsafe, listen to your intuition. I've never had any problems on my cemetery travels, but I have seen rattlesnake skins shed on the grass and roamed alone to some pretty isolated spots. Stay alert. There's nothing like visiting a cemetery to give you a little perspective, to remind you that every day above ground is a good day. I hope you find some inspiration for your travels here. I do too. 199 cemeteries to see before you die. The famous cemeteries of Greater Lafayette are not listed in here. I hope you take time if you have an interest in visiting them. Nonetheless, there are some fascinating cemeteries right within our county and right within our region, of course, that you can visit. It's by Lauren Rhodes, the book, 199 Cemeteries to See Before You Die, anyway. And it's available at all of our fine local libraries, including the West Lafayette Public Library.